The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
My parents moved into my one-bedroom apartment to help me through breast cancer treatment, and we actually had a great time. Those are the words of singer-songwriter Caroline Kay, and we are joined now by her and her dad, Donal Keating. Good evening to you both.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Ciara.
Hi, Donal. Hi, Caroline. I saw your video, Caroline, and for those of you who didn't, you can go to Caroline's Caroline Kay on Instagram, and you can see the video that she put up where she sort of documented. It's a lovely, lovely, heartwarming video where she documented her parents coming over to mind her in London and all the things that you did for those four months while you lived in quite a small sort of cramped enough space for three people. Tell us, first of all, you got the diagnosis, Caroline, and you're only young, you're only in your 30s. I'm sure it was a huge land.
It was. Firstly, thank you for the young compliment. Much appreciated. I just turned 37. So yeah, I got the diagnosis in May last year when I was 36. And I mean, at any age, obviously, getting a diagnosis of cancer is awful. But especially, I was just especially shocked, I suppose. So it obviously was very difficult, but yeah, I'll tell you, having supportive family has made all the difference.
And then you obviously reached out to your family back in Ireland, to Donal and Margaret, your mum and dad, and you were like, this is happening. And did they miss a beat? Were they literally nearly there on the next plane? Because it seemed like from the very get-go, the support, I mean, it nearly brought me to tears, actually. It was so lovely that your mum and dad swooped in just like they were going to make everything all right.
100%. Yeah, they were straight over even before I actually got the diagnosis. You obviously go through a number of steps. So I knew at that point that a diagnosis was at least a likelihood. So even then, they flew over for the actual diagnosis itself. So before even the diagnosis, they were here with me in London. And then there's obviously been lots of back and forth, but particularly from October to January when I got chemo for 4 months, they were here. My dad went back and forth a little bit, but my mom was here, full-time chef, full-time PA, you know, the two of them just really, really looking after me.
And you very much showed that online. Your mum was serving up, as I would think of them, kind of mammy dinners with mashed potato and you know, roast beef and, you know, really feeding you lovely, hearty food. And your dad was pottering around and trying to make you laugh, walking around that thing with, you know, a loaf of bread in his head. And, you know, it was so, so lovely. But the kind of support that your mum made you a wig. I mean, it was quite incredible. What kind of difference did that support make to you? Because it must have just made you feel so much more safe and secure in everything you were going through.
I mean, I honestly can't put into words the difference that it made and is still making. I hugely feel for obviously anyone going through something like cancer, but particularly people who don't have the kind of support that I'm so, so blessed with. Because even from things like my dad looking after all of my medication schedule, there's obviously a lot that you need to take at different times, particularly around your chemo infusions. And along with brain fog and everything else from the chemo, it's very hard to keep track of. So knowing that I could just disengage and that my dad would say, oh, it's 3 o'clock, you need to take XYZ, it's just such a load off. So yeah, I'll never be able to put into words what a huge difference it has made to just helping me get through it, to be honest.
As I say, the video obviously has gone completely viral and it is very lovely. Lastly, before I bring in Donal, Caroline, was it a bit like, and I don't mean this in any kind of peculiar way, I was looking at it kind of going, oh, you're at a certain age, your parents step back from you and they don't mind you like parents. You know what I mean? They mind you differently to how they do when you're a child. But was it a little bit like being a child again, being kind of wrapped in the loving embrace of mommy and daddy kind of thing? Because and I mean that in a lovely way, because it genuinely looked lovely.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate in terms of when you go home. I don't know if you live close to home and your parents might help out with the washing, or, you know, they kind of look after you and cook the dinners and things like that. But it's so few and far between that gets to happen. So even though it was obviously, you know, for a very sad reason in a sense, and it's been difficult and challenging in a number of ways, as my mother says at the end of the video, we really did have a lovely time aside from the cancer of it all. Yeah. We just, and how many people in their mid 30s get to spend that much time with their parents and vice versa. So, yeah, we just all feel very grateful that we kind of do get on well and we do have such a good bond and that it's all gone well and we haven't ended up hating each other.
No, and clearly not. And Donal, let me bring you in. Obviously, you, I'm sure this is your daughter and she is only young and she did get a diagnosis of cancer. That must have hit you and Margaret very hard.
Yeah, I mean, on the day of the diagnosis, as the doctor kind of revealed the news, it was, as Carolyn said, very shocking. But I think your mindset then begins to start thinking, okay, so now we have a problem. What do we do to deal with it? And I have to say, every single professional that Carolyn has met over the course of this journey have been, you know, par excellence. You know, the reassurance that we got, even on that first day, in terms of how they handled the situation, how they broke the news, how they tried to make sure that, you know, we were due to go to America almost immediately, 2 days later, and there were tests that Carolyn needed to get done. You know, a nurse pulled out three magic tricks and managed to get all those tests done that day. And every single person we've met over this journey has been so fantastic that it really, really has been a very reassuring time, you know, that Carolyn was getting the best of treatment and you know, is doing quite well and, you know, still has to go through a bit more, but, yeah, you know, really, really reassuring.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Did you or Margaret even think twice about moving over to London for 4 months? I mean, a one-bedroom flat apartment for three people is cozy, shall we say?
Yeah, but, you know, to be honest, as Caroline has said, and as the story kind of shows, and, you know, there was no acting going on there. I mean, we do get on very well together, and the apartment is actually big enough. It's hard to describe it, perhaps, but, you know, there is spaces to go if you want your own space. And we're kind of conscious that Caroline has been working away from home during the course of the treatment as well, and her work has been fantastic to her. You know, we just wanted to make sure that she had space when she needed it. So we're doing maybe a little bit of extra walking, a little bit of extra shopping, a little bit of extra drinking coffee, etc. But, you know, it's all been very, very manageable. And we're very lucky that we're in that position.
There was a lovely shot of you, Donal. You were taking your looked like pairs of trousers out from a cupboard under the oven in the kitchen because there wasn't enough storage in the wardrobes. So you really did all kind of bunk up together.
Absolutely. And again, that was fun. And we made fun of every situation we possibly could, because if you can't kind of laugh at the situation you're in, then it makes the whole thing a bit more of a trial. So wherever we could see humor, we took it.
Yeah.
And by having three of us as well, you know, if somebody wasn't maybe in the best of form, the other two kind of helped to come around and you know, brighten the situation or whatever. So it was a great set of relationships, if you like. And as I say, we've been very, very lucky.
And did you and Margaret feel, because obviously I'm sure you have visited Caroline, as family always does, and London's not that far away, and you know, you would have known a good bit about her life probably in London. But living with her there that 4 months and seeing it from such kind of first hand, up close kind of way, do you think it brought you closer together?
Absolutely. I think seeing the area she lived in, seeing the people, you know, we've met some of the people that she works with, you know, understanding the kind of places around where she works, the places where she goes for walks and all that kind of stuff, you know, it really does bring it much more to home for us. And, you know, she's really enjoyed her time in London. She's worked hard and she's picked a difficult road in terms of music performance and all of that. But to actually see her in her own environment and see how happy she is in her own environment, which we kind of always knew, but it's nice to see it up close and personal.
Caroline, what did your friends make of it? Mummy and daddy moving in, mam and dad there. Were they envious or were they like, Jesus, how are you going to cope with that?
I'm sure it's a bit of both, to be honest. But I have to say, I do have, whether it's friends, extended family, or just people who follow me who are lovely, kind strangers on the internet, have said the nicest things about how great our relationship is. I mean, I was quoted in the article at the end of an article that was done the other day that I really do believe that one of the best gifts any human can be given is really good, solid parents. And I just absolutely lucked out. And I think even though people probably find it a bit odd that we have managed to get on so well in a one-bedroom apartment for 4 months, I do think, you know, people can really admire that. And we're all just very lucky that we get on as well as we do.
Yeah. Lastly, your dad mentioned that you have more sort of ahead of you in terms of treatments. How are you doing now?
Yeah, all is good. I have the two biggest cancer chapters behind me with my big surgery that I had last year. And then I finished 4 months of chemo. So I have an upcoming lymph node extraction surgery, which is just in and out in the day. So compared to what I've gone through, should be absolutely fine. And that's this Thursday. And then I'll have 3 weeks of radiotherapy. And obviously I'll have medication and you know, hospital appointments for 10 years and possibly longer, but that hopefully in the next 2 months it'll be the end of the kind of primary treatment. So I'm really, really looking forward to an enjoyable summer, kind of free of the main bulk of
we wish you all the best sincerely with all of it and all of that treatment, and I have no doubt you have phenomenal support going through that as well. Absolute pleasure to talk to both of you, may I say. That is Caroline Kay there and her dad Donal Keating. And you actually check out Caroline Kay. She's at Caroline Kay 117 and have a look at the video of her and her mum and dad living together for 4 months in London. It would actually give you hope for sort of for humanity, to be honest. It's absolutely lovely.
Nice text coming in. Not quite the same, but many moons ago when my daughter was a baby, my hubby had to go to England for work. My parents came from Drogheda to Galway week on, week off, so I could work, and it was so wonderful. My lovely mammy passed away in January from complications of having cancer, and getting
to say I miss her
is an understatement. I'm now care for my dad. It's hard to think I don't have that safety net anymore. Parents rock. I hope Caroline stays well and has her parents' support for many, many more years. Thanks indeed for that lovely text. It's a lovely memory to have of your parents, and parents do indeed rock.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.